CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. What has America learned from the Littleton tragedy? Apparently not enough.
Me and my friends were walking into the commons area, and we saw everybody running, and then I heard some gunshots. And I turned around, and I saw a friend of ours get shot through the leg, and I just started running. I couldn't do nothing.
Yet another high school shooting spree, this one carried out by a lone gunman. Authorities say he's a sophomore at Heritage High in Conyers, Georgia, about 30 miles east of Atlanta, and allegedly began shooting at students outside the cafeteria as they gathered to chat and snack before classes began. Reporter Tiffany Diaz of CBS-TV affiliate WGNX has more.
Witnesses say that the shooter had a gun hoisted near or inside of his mouth. And Cecil Brinkley, assistant principal, apparently talked him into surrendering. Some people who know the alleged shooter say that he was a very quiet student, average student. Some people tell us different stories, that some days he would come into class very placid, in a decent mood, and other days would just seem off the wall.
Six students were wounded, five rushed to hospitals, though none of their injuries is described as life-threatening, and two students have since been released. The president spoke briefly about this tragedy even as he prepared to depart for a condolence visit to Littleton, Colorado, where 13 students died in a massacre a month ago.
This incident again should underscore how profoundly important it is that all Americans come together in the face of these events to protect all of our children from violence.
I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where the emotion of this latest school shooting was clearly in mind as the Senate dramatically reversed itself again on gun control, voting for a second time on a Democratic amendment to require strict background checks for all handgun buyers at gun shows. The vote came out 50-50, and Vice President Al Gore broke the tie.
The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the amendment is agreed to.
During the debate, this morning's Georgia shooting was clearly on the minds of many senators, including Charles Schumer of New York.
How much longer are we going to embrace the gun lobby instead of the mothers and fathers of America?
The Senate also voted to change its mind on handguns at pawn shops and keep current law under which background checks are required. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
NATO bombs apparently went awry again overnight, hitting a hospital and, according to the Serbs, killing several civilians. Talks aimed at ending the Kosovo crisis are continuing in Moscow. Two European chemical giants have agreed to pay the largest fines ever levied by the federal government in an antitrust case. Swiss-based Roche Holding AG to pay $500 million, Germany's BASF to pay another $250 million to settle an international vitamin price-fixing case that cost consumers and farmers millions in unwarranted prices for everything from vitamin C to fortified animal feed. Analysts say it's mostly our fault. Our taste for foreign-made cars and other goods helped to drive the merchandise trade up deficit up to near $20 billion in March. This is CBS News.
Where wildfires in Florida have devastated 237,000 acres...
Disaster can strike in any zip code.
I'm sorry, Mom. We're just too busy to make it home.
Loneliness respects no socioeconomic boundaries.
Now he needs special help. I can't afford that.
And need knows no season. That's why in every zip code, every day of the year, whenever people need us, the Salvation Army is at the heart of it all. Please be an equal opportunity helper and give to the Salvation Army all year long.
Bomb threats, fire, and the occasional hurricane. Just another day at work for Dick Thompson. With his Liberty Mutual Catastrophe Claims Team, he helps prevent lost income and unnecessary downtime. They even process claims on site should your business ever come to a crashing halt. It's called insurance in action.
I'm Dick Thompson, just one of the hundreds of Liberty Mutual experts helping you live a safer, more secure life. Be safe out there.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 26 points, the Nasdaq up just one. A lawsuit's been filed by five black men who charged they were treated more like criminals than guests when staying at an Adams Mark Hotel for last month's black college reunion in Daytona Beach. CBS News reporter Peter King describes their complaint.
They say that they were charged higher prices and made to pay for their rooms well in advance by check or money order, that white guests were not required to do that for the same weekend. During the weekend, they say they were forced to wear orange wristbands and were constantly harassed by security and police officers on the hotel grounds. They say their rooms were stripped of pictures, the phones were turned off, and they were even charged $50 if they wanted guests in their rooms.
Rescue 911. It happened in San Marcos, California, thanks to the poise of a toddler, a three-year-old, who called the police emergency line after her mother blacked out from an epileptic seizure. She requested an ambulance. Paramedics rushed to the suburban San Diego residence and revived Sarah Cousins. I'm Ed Crane.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
In Conyers, Georgia, this was to be the last full day of classes for seniors at Heritage High School. Students were just gathering this morning when a boy arrived with two guns and started shooting.
I saw the gun in his hand, and I yelled at him, "Why are you doing this?" And he shot the kid next to me.
Nathaniel Dieter says he knows the shooter, a 15-year-old sophomore who'd recently broken up with a girlfriend. Before the boy was taken into custody, six students were shot and wounded. Cynthia Garcia and her friends took cover.
We got all the people together, the ones that were at the breakfast table, and instead of running outside, we just went into the storage room in case we heard, like, more shootings or anything, because in Littleton, Colorado, I knew there were, like, bombs and more shooting out there in the parking lot, and we're not willing to risk it.
Witnesses say the shooter put a gun in his mouth but then surrendered in tears. Jeff Wigington is the Rockdale County Sheriff.
Some assistant principals confronted him or took the weapon away from him, and I don't know in which manner they did that at this point. And then when a deputy arrived, they subdued him and took him into custody.
It was 1 month ago today that bullets and bombs shattered Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. President Clinton and his wife will visit this afternoon. Before they left Washington, Mr. Clinton said this latest episode shows how profoundly important it is to protect the nation's children from violence. This morning's shooting may have tipped the balance in the Senate, where debate over gun control has been raging for more than a week. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has that story.
Vice President Al Gore stepped in to break the Senate's tie vote, and after a week of small retreats, the end result was a total reversal. Passage of a tough Democratic version of a measure requiring background checks for handgun buyers at gun shows. Gore praised those who switched positions.
There have been people who have voted with the NRA for years who knew in their hearts that it was the wrong vote.
One of those who changed his vote was Democratic Senator Max Cleland, who represents Georgia, where there was another school shooting today. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
When young blacks converged on Daytona Beach last month, they say the welcome mat at the Adams Mark Hotel was nowhere to be found. CBS News reporter Peter King has details.
Four black men and one woman say the Adams Mark Hotel in Daytona Beach assigned them dirty rooms, stripped of pictures and other amenities, and the phones were turned off. They say the hotel forced them to wear orange wristbands to identify themselves as guests, and they were constantly harassed by hotel security, while white guests got better rooms and service.
We were stopped every 5 feet, every 10 minutes. If we were sent into the bar, they would come up to us and actually ask us to leave if we could not show them the wristband.
Latoya Strawn of Ocala, Florida says she didn't expect a weekend of humiliation and embarrassment, especially after paying hundreds of dollars in advance. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
So far, attempts to get comment from hotel management have been unsuccessful. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrial's up about 47 points at 10,934. The NASDAQ is up 6. This is CBS News.
What are you searching for? What would make you happy? A late model battle droid? Well, there's this place. It's called eBay. That's ebay.com. And if you're into stuff from galaxies far, far away, you might want to know about eBay. Because eBay is where you'll find an almost infinite number of very cool sci-fi things. Where else are you going to find a Star Wars Millennium Falcon watch? Or a set of X-Files ID badges from the pilot episode. Who knows? You might even come across a classic Star Trek tricorder. With about 2 million things every day, it's no wonder eBay's been called the biggest treasure hunt on Earth. And since space itself is kind of, well, infinite, it does help to know where to look. So set your coordinates to www.ebay.com. Oh, and happy hunting.
The Justice Department says it was a global conspiracy to fix the price of vitamins. Two vitamin manufacturers, Swiss-based Hoffmann La Roche and BASF of Germany, have agreed to plead guilty and pay fines totaling $725 million.
On a daily basis, every American consumer paid to eat and drink or use a product whose price was artificially inflated.
Attorney General Janet Reno calls the vitamin cartel the most pervasive and harmful criminal conspiracy ever uncovered. Police in Anaheim, California may have thwarted a teen attack there. On a tip, they searched an apartment, found a pipe bomb and bomb-making ingredients. Two boys, 13 and 14, were arrested. Daredevil Robbie Knievel, Evel Knievel's son, will try to break his own record tonight with a motorcycle jump over a section of the Grand Canyon. The existing record is 223 feet. Knievel insists he doesn't have a death wish. This is just the way he makes his living. He says if you make the jumps and stay alive, it's all worth it.
Two school shootings later, the Senate has passed a juvenile crime bill.
The tragic shooting at Littleton
and today in Atlanta further demonstrates the need for both sides to come together and to work on this issue to find a common solution to the escalating level of school violence.
Vermont Senator James Jeffords, the bill contains provisions calling for background checks for gun show purchases and for anyone retrieving their weapon from a pawn shop. It now moves on to the House. In Conyers, Georgia today, a 15-year-old has been charged as a juvenile with aggravated assault for opening fire on his classmates. Your CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano.
The shooter brought to school two guns, a .22 caliber rifle with the stock sawed off, the weapon he used to open fire on fellow students, and a revolver said to be a .357 Magnum. The gun he was said to have put in his mouth outside as an assistant principal grabbed him before he could pull the trigger.
The shooting came 1 month after the Littleton, Colorado massacre. Today, the president and first lady offered their support to survivors.
What happened here at Columbine has so deeply affected the rest of our country that we are all Columbine.
The president said Littleton can help America heal by doing so itself. Maybe some signs of progress in the diplomatic efforts to end the Kosovo conflict. U.S. and Finnish officials met today in Moscow with Russian envoy Viktor Chernomyrdin. British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook appeared on CNN's Larry King Live.
The Russians have moved quite a long way towards us over the last few weeks, and that's welcome. I think what it demonstrates, of course, is the isolation of Yugoslavia. Belgrade now does not even have Russia as a close friend sharing his position.
The Senate today approved funding for the NATO bombing campaign. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on what's included.
The emergency spending bill now goes to the president. The $6 billion he asked for to pay for the war in Kosovo ballooned to $15 billion, including lots more money for the Pentagon, a military pay raise, $1 billion for hurricane damage in Central America, as well as money for farm loans and Oklahoma tornado damage. The bill also reverses an environmental decision to help a big mining company, lets states spend tobacco settlement money on whatever they want, provides new sewers for the Salt Lake City Olympics, and subsidizes reindeer ranchers in Alaska. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Yugoslavia tonight, airstrikes continue. NATO warplanes have hit a fuel depot in Belgrade. The force of the blast damaged the Swiss ambassador's residence as well. Robbie Knievel has broken his own world record by soaring on a motorcycle as many as 228 feet across the Grand Canyon. Made a hard landing that left him dazed, but a mistake would have sent him plunging 2,500 feet. This is CBS News.
Bob, what's new?
So I'm in the stands. My team's up by one. Our pitcher falls apart. The manager makes the call. My cell phone rings. He says, we need a closer. Interested? I say, sure. I inhale my nachos. I get heartburn. So I pop a Rolaids. Tastes real smooth. Then I'm throwing heat and my heartburn's gone.
Rolaids actually taste smooth? You expect me to believe that?
It's true. Try it. Fast-acting Rolaids now has a new, smoother texture. R-O-L-A-I-D-S spells relief. Use as directed.
A Chinese philosopher once said, do not use a hatchet to remove a fly from a friend's forehead. Interesting quote. But not the most interesting quote you'll hear today. Not if you call GEICO Direct for a quote on your car insurance. Got 15 minutes? Call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. You could cut your car insurance rate by 15% or more without wielding a hatchet. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
They come with your glass of milk or breakfast cereal. Now two huge international companies have admitted to fixing the price of vitamins used to fortify many foods. And CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports they'll pay millions for doing it.
It's almost impossible to imagine the American who was not affected by this scandal. For more than 9 years, companies that produce and control essential nutritional supplements fixed prices and carved up global market shares. Swiss giant F. Hoffman LaRouche has been ordered to pay $500 million, the largest criminal fine in American history. BASF of Germany will pay the second largest criminal fine ever, $225 million.
The scheme began in 1990 and ended just a few months ago. A San Francisco auction house has put off selling the diary of Malcolm X because his family believes it was stolen. The diary was found in his pocket when the civil rights leader was assassinated in 1965. It was last seen during the trial of his killers. New York investigators are now trying to find out how it disappeared from the city's municipal archives.